Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Khadija Seven, your lovely host for the evening. Welcome to Wonderful Approach Radio. This has been another wonderful Wednesday. Wonderful in different kind of ways, not my usual ways. and I say that in all seriousness, you know, I smile sometimes to keep from shaking my head off. It has been an interesting time of year with this coronavirus going around. The reality of it is very, very real. And it has made changes in the way people interact with each other. It made changes in the way that we're going to be socializing with each other, fellowshipping possibly. There are a lot of changes that are coming about. I'm not surprised. The energy, the entity of the Yoruba understanding, Oya, has been very present this year. And she has been really, really, really making broad, sweeping, immediate changes in people's lives. And this is just another one of those examples of change. By the time we get here, this part of the day, some of us are just wrapping up our Wednesday fast. We're in our whites. We're trying to stay as cool and calm and collective, trying to stay in our most pristine of times and places and spaces, spending that extra time, you know, with our shrines, with our spiritual understandings. I enjoy Wednesdays because I spend just a little bit more time reaching out and connecting with my peoples. And, you know, I'm always inspired by the people that I get to work with, you know, and the people that are around me, and just some of the energies and entities that I work with. So it's been a wonderful Wednesday. Everyone has survived up until this point. And hopefully, not just today, not just tomorrow, but hopefully we're doing our best each week to come as better people, bigger people, more informed, more calmer, more mature spiritually, emotionally, more understanding with ourselves physically, hopefully more patience with our fellow brother and sister. You know, we have really got to do this. Spiritual people, as with Iya, I think maybe a month ago, and, you know, she was just being around a Wonderful Approach group that she was with. She was like, man, this is a group of leaders right here. You know, these are the leaders. And, I mean, she said it over and over. And, of course, I'm smiling because I'm the proud mama and I get to smile. But she wasn't just speaking about the people that were there. She was speaking about also the energy that is coming forward. Spiritual people, people that are able to gather information in its most natural sense, are going to be the new leaders. We are the ones that are going to be creating a lot of the understandings that are going to be coming forward even after this. So not only are we changing, but we're changing so that we can be better prepared to take on these next challenges. So if you feel yourself getting stretched a little bit, if you feel yourself, you know, if I'm calling you and saying, hey, I need to do 15 things at one time, hey, you're in good company. You know, you're in good company. This is what we do. This is how we do it. This is us moving into this newness that is called spirituality, and doing it with integrity, and doing it with compassion, and doing it as humans. We're not trying to be superhuman or no. This is all very realistic, obtainable, achievable, measurable. You know, all of this is right here, right now, and we are going to be the ones that really help people find their way out of some of the confusing times that are here and that are going to be coming. So, you know, everybody, you know, tell everybody, I do the shows with my pen and paper, and it's so true, I do. But not only do I want you to do them with pen and paper, but I also want you to have a little forethought as we're going through this. I want you to think, if you can, 6 months in the future, okay? What does that look like? What does that mean? What does that build? You know, how do we change in our small way? I'm not asking you to go out there and do this by yourself, but I am saying I want you to think about what you have to bring to this body of knowledge called spirituality and how this is going to help people come out of this situation in even better circumstances than what we went in. So, you know, this is going to be considered an opportunity for those that are ready, okay? Last week's show, we brought in our springtime spirituality. Spring, I think, started March 19th, I believe. And so we had our toddler, our young one, come forward and talk to us about springtime. And we might as well have had a graduation ceremony for her on air. It was absolutely wonderful. You know, we got to see truly the evolution of a young woman going in from, you know, taking those steps slowly or not taking them to really just maturing and seeing that woman come into her own. And it was a beautiful thing. We have it recorded. You can check it out on the Facebook page, Wonderful Approach Facebook page. And just listen to understanding what it takes. You know, as she was speaking, all I could hear was bravery. All I could hear was courage. All I could hear was persistence and steadfastness. And it was really a dedication to those that have tried and maybe stumbled and then were a little gun-shy. I get it. But you still got to go in there. So it was an absolute wonderful show. She's no longer a toddler. You know, she's in full grade school now. So as we say goodbye to the innocence of youth, you know, we move into that maturity of responsibility. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, it was a wonderful show. If you get a chance, check it out. All of these shows are spirit-led, and that's what I love about them. And a lot of times I'm not quite sure exactly where spirit's going, but I know that we're going somewhere positive, and I know that we are going somewhere powerful, and I know we're going somewhere that someone on this call or possibly will listen to the show later that they need to hear. They need this blueprint that's about to be spoken this evening. So I just wanted to, you know, go through the channels that Spirit has provided for us so that we can go and we can get this information and we can have it, okay? So today we're going to talk about the power of positivity. And I have my dear sister, dear Dr. Adoma, is going to be joining us. And she, you know, she was telling me, we've had many conversations, and she's like, oh, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about that. And I mean, and she gave me so many things. And the whole time she's talking, I'm hearing, you know, the power of this positivity, the power of this. And I was like, the power of a spirit. And I was like, there's power of positivity, you know, and a lot of times we don't look at positivity as being powerful. We don't think about love as being powerful. Often when we think about, especially forgiveness, I mean, I think we had an on-air brawl last year when the word forgiveness came up. And so a lot of times we don't think about power when we think about those types of things, but there is absolutely power in it. And so I'm looking forward to having Dr. Adoma come online with us, you know, and she has a real unique way of expressing and sharing, and, you know, hopefully she'll get an opportunity to share some of her experiences as she's been going through empowering people through some of the methods that she's been doing. So I'm going to see if I can grab her on the phone line, and we're going to work and see how we can get this going as we talk about that positivity, the power of positivity. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Welcome, 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 welcome. It is a
greetings,
pleasure.
How are you?
I'm doing great. You're right. Things are definitely spirit-led.
Absolutely.
I can tell. Yeah, I'm already full. So,
absolutely. There's so much going on at this very moment. It's almost overwhelming at times. You know, I've been working on just settling myself. I've had a lot of company, spirit company, ever so lately, and that energy is off the chain, and you know, all of this energy is really cranked up for us to be so still at this moment. Think about it. Right now, most humans are dormant. We're in our homes. And as we become more dormant, to me, I feel the energy cranking harder. You know what I'm saying? In some countries, animals have started coming back into the city because the humans aren't there. You know,
right.
And I'm sitting here like, I wonder how this energy is going to, how we're going to balance this energy, because as we pull in, this energy is coming forward in a big way. So
right.
I wonder how this is going to balance itself, you know?
Good question, right. Which... who has the answer other than other than what you said earlier, as the reason why we continue to listen and be on this call. We still have to be present.
Amen.
We still have to be present, and like you said, we'll look forward to 6 months from now.
Yeah.
You know, it's always about the dream. And so we still should be dreaming, you know, because that's how we create things. That's how we have created things, living in the dream. So even though we're living in the now, we can push things and move things like water, because water moves things. And every, you know, if people had the same mindset, the same prayer, the same goal in mind of what they want, and it's not all about selfishness.
Right.
Then yeah, it can happen. And it could happen very soon. Yeah, it can happen
absolutely
soon. You know, and maybe that's what this is about, taking the power back into our own hands.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know me, I am being in tune with the environment, with the universe. It, you know, I wish I were even more in tune. But the information that I do get, I'm looking forward to. You know, we have devotions. You know, all the Muslims around the world, they'll call it Ramadan. I call it devotion. What I'm going to do is I want to capitalize off of this Ramadan energy to where we have all these people that are fasting and praying and working together. And we're going to do a wonderful approach. We do a fast of sorts, you know, where we are intentionally giving up things that we become quite used to. You know, giving up the, and I had a sister, I was talking to a sister earlier, and she was like, oh, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. It has to be a challenge. And I'm like, yes, I got my pom-pom, okay? I'm like, yes, it has to be a challenge. You want your sacrifice to be a real sacrifice, you know, and you
right,
want
right.
God to know that you're working on this, right? So
right.
When it comes to, like, tapping into that universal energy, I'm like, this is the perfect time to come in, and we're going to be making these offerings and sacrifices and changing our day-to-day and doing all this for a spiritual offering. We take all of it, we put it in a bow, and we say, okay, God, this is for you. You know, this is not like we have anything that you don't have, not like there's nothing that we could give you that you don't already have, but this is something small from us to you. And there's so much power in that. And it's
right.
really a passive thing. You know, fasting, we tend to do a lot more less than plus, but, you know, it's really a passive move, but it's such a powerful move. And everyone that does it, they're like, man, I feel like I won. I'm like, you did win. You know,
right.
you won
yeah.
the battle over your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you won
yeah.
the battle over this world.
Right.
You won.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
right.
so, and for those that did it last year, it's so funny. Sister was like, look, I'm not the same person who I was last year. Even my attitude and going into the fast has changed. And so she's going to be more gung-ho up in her fast. And I'm like, yes. And so, and we have quite a few people. And, we have quite a few people that have never fasted before. And they're
right.
like, I want to try. And so we, you know, Wonderful Approach, we have our buddy system. You don't do nothing alone in a Wonderful Approach. You always got somebody with you. And so, you know, I can't wait to have some of my veterans buddying up with some of my newbies and helping them in this process. You know what I'm saying? Creating,
yeah,
you know,
really
just creating so much positive energy. This virus is going to be like, look, I can't handle y'all.
exactly. And look, even before that, we have Easter. So it's like Holy Month. So what you gonna do with that?
Yes.
All that praying,
yes.
all that sincere.
Yes.
You got to learn all that sincere
yes.
energy going into. Yes. So that does mean a lot, and that's what we can't forget. We can't forget that the power that we hold within.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
We can make it, and yeah.
And power can be very positive. Sometimes people look at power when they see destructive things, and they associate power with something that is destructive. And I'm like,
yeah.
power can also be constructive. You know, back to that forgiveness piece. You ever get mad at somebody, you know, and they're like, oh, you know, can you forgive me? It's going to take a whole lot of power for you to sit there and say yes, you know. The power
and sincerely, yes, and sincerely.
Sincerely. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sincerely. Yeah. And so when it comes to, like, harnessing that power, you know, there are a couple of things we have to do. The retreat that was this weekend, that has been moved to June 19th. But the retreat this weekend was on self-love.
Ah.
It is one of the biggest retreats that I do. It is one, to me, one of the most powerful retreats that I do, because it really gets to the very core of the human and the spirit. It's like, I think love is that element that threads the spirit to this temple, to this
yeah.
existence, you know.
Yeah.
And when that love is off, then it's the self-love. When that self-love is off, everything else is off. Everything else is off.
Everything is off, right? So,
you can't love nobody else. I'm sorry. If your self-love is off, all you're doing is lip service. You can't really love anybody else. You know, I don't even think you can have a love of God if you don't have a love for yourself.
Yeah.
If you if it's not personal, I don't know how you can have a love for God.
So then that's when we have to ask the question about how much or how do I love me?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How do I love me? You know, which is exactly what the call is about. You know, what's your love letter to yourself?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is your love letter to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So for all that are listening, this is not just my love letter. What's your love letter to yourself? We'd like to really engage those who are listening, those who continue to call and listen, the faithful ones, the ones who may be listening for the first time. I want to read my love letter, and then I like maybe Mama Seven has a love letter for herself, you know, that she wants to share with us. And we can get some callers to call in and extend their love letter. We will be surprised. We will be surprised of the love letters that we will write to our own self.
I wonder how many of us have actually written one. I wonder how many have actually taken the time to express love to oneself. So I'm going to quiet myself for a moment while you share with us.
All right. Okay, so my letter to myself. Dear callers, dear Adoma, I'm writing this letter to tell you how long I've been looking at you, how long I've been waiting to say these words to you, how long I've been looking in your eyes and tell you that I can see so much love that pours out, that looks at me, that when I touch your face, I can feel the softness, and I must think that's what love feels like. I can even taste your love in my mouth with every mouth and breath and thing that I eat. Callers, I didn't know that you, of all people, had so much love in you that I could feel so much love. Girl, I'm looking at you and you're a little sassy little love thing. Look, today I think we ought to dress up like love. I think we ought to walk like love. I think we ought to talk like love. I think today is our day to be love. Today I'm in love with love. Why not be in love with me? I see, I feel my hands, my toes, my love, my ears, my mouth, my heart, the blood that flows within the veins. Ah, it's a love thing that's all about me. Girl, I'm telling you today, this day, as you read this letter, as you see this letter, as you feel this letter, nothing else should matter but the love that you feel, that I have felt, that I have returned back to you, that you have returned back to me because you said that you love me and I love you too. That's my love letter.
Now, let me ask you this about your love letter. When you wrote this for yourself, what was your intentions in it? I hear the expression of love. Why did you write it?
I wrote it because I am wanting to know what that feels like to write a love letter to myself. And even though it's not the one that I'm looking at on paper, it's the one that I just came up from my mind, my brain. And each time I write it, I spoke about it at church on the second Sunday of March and did the same thing and asked everybody in the audience to write a love letter to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And say it to us. So, and what I realized, every love letter is different. And every time I hear it, I change. I feel more in love with me. So that is the real purpose, to see how much more that I can fall in love with myself.
And that's wonderful. And be there and walk in that and drip in that.
Okay. You know, absolutely, yes.
Awesome. Well, I want to remind my family, because everybody's on pins and needles. I can hear that pin drop in the room. This is a conversation, family. So you are welcome to join us. Press 1. We are talking about that power of positivity. We are talking about, you know, those extremely powerful elements that we do, the things that we bring to the table and everything like that. So all you have to do is press 1. That joins you into the conversation, and that's what this is. You know, as you were sitting there and you were speaking about love, and I know love to be one of those most powerful elements out there. I really believe it is what makes the world go round. I really do. I think about how much and how often we have abused or used these words of love haphazardly. You know, we have gotten into the habit of using love almost like a token element, you know, like quarters. You know, we you know, put a quarter slot in or whatever, you know. We are very casual, and sometimes casual to the point where it's just disrespectful to this very powerful element of love.
Yeah.
And I find all of the God elements, faith, hope, love, charity, all of these elements that are so powerful that many of the religious texts will tell you this is the powerful element. Patience, once you've achieved patience, you've achieved this. You know, there's so many things that we're told are those keys to power, success, health, wealth. You know, we're told this, but yet we are very, we don't give it the attention that it needs. We give it away like it has no value. We abuse it in other people, you know. And so I'm like, how do we get people, because I'm talking about all of us, how do I get people that are accustomed to using these elements and energies for their own benefit to move into a bigger understanding of the power that these have? You know, once I've always taught my boys about, you know, the power of attraction, the power of their thoughts. They are what they think. You know, I've done this from day one. And so they walk around with a heightened sense of responsibility as to what they do and what they say. And so I wonder if all of us developed this heightened understanding and the power of our words and the power of our thoughts, if we could find ways to control it and use it in a collective, powerful tool rather than for our own individual gains, you know? And so always questioning, how do we make this a healthy thing rather than it feels good, I'm rolling with it, you know, and going with that short-term, you know, that low energy. God gives us a range of energy. It's for us to kind of push harder to get to the higher end of some of this energy that exists. You know, some of these basic energies, they're there for a reason. They're there to make sure we procreate. We got to keep this earth spinning, and we're going to keep these basic tools in place. But when operating at efficiency, when operating well, it should be elevating. And that's what we have got to get to, recognizing the power of these tools in reaching higher up. Dr. Doma, we got people that want to join in the conversation. You got a moment? I'd love to grab
That's
a phone
good.
Call or two.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, hold on for just a second. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. Greetings, everybody. This is Libby.
How you doing, honey?
I'm okay. This is like a really something that I needed tonight because I'm caring for a elderly parent, and if that's not like a labor of love in reverse,
yes,
it really, really is, and it has been testing my faith, my nerves, all that stuff, but.
Yes.
I mean, she taught me how to hold my head up. So anything that she needs from me, I'm obliged to do with a smile on my face and with pleasure. So
Amen.
I'm just grateful that I'm able to do that. If I was a super career woman like everybody wanted me to be, since, you know, I wouldn't be able to do this for her because I'd be trying to secure the bag. So I'm grateful that
Amen.
I'm able to be here for my mom. And since I've gotten her home, she's not using her walker anymore. So, you know, there's only two vibrations out there. There's love and fear. So we got to choose which one we're going to operate. Peace and blessings, everybody.
Amen. Amen. Did she hit that on the head and then she dropped the mic on me? What in the world? There's only two vibrations out there, okay? Love.
Yes.
Fear.
Yes.
Okay? Fear. Now, let me tell you, I don't have any fear. You know, growing up, and I can thank my mama for that one because, you know, I was like, God loved me too much for me to be afraid of anything. And I just walked around like I carried a big stick all the time, you know. And I knew that I was protected between God, guardian angels, ancestors. Growing up with that knowledge, I was like, I'm good. I'm good. And that's not to say I haven't ran from a snake or two. I have. But moving when you are an adult and you're moving out of fear, I promise you, you're making mistakes. You're slipping and tripping. You are not operating at your most effective, whatever. You know, this is why we have to move out of love. So even if you're moving out of love away from a snake, it's all good. It's like, look, I love myself. I'm not trying to be in a hospital with you. I'm leaving you alone, snake. And whether it's a snake that crawls on the ground or walks with two legs or however your snakes move, don't move out of fear, you know. And one thing I just got to say real quick, and the phone lines are lit to death, Dr. Adamo. I'm going to get to it. The phone lines are lit, and so we'll come back to it. I don't want to keep people waiting, but you know, I really want to share that energy. You know, we got to let people know you don't have to be afraid of anything. You don't have to be afraid of anything. God has set up everything that you need for you.
Yeah.
All right, so let me grab this phone line. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How you doing?
Greetings, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. I've been silent for a while, and this is the first topic I really spoke on. So, in a while. And I'm loving what I'm hearing because my journey, I'm listening to all these different things, like even the last person who just who called, and then what Mama Seven kind of said in on, you know, on her behalf, and then what we started talking about. So I've got a lot of jumbled up, not topics, but responses, and I want to be brief. But this topic is, like, right on target. And
Amen.
As I'm hearing it, I'm realizing a lot of things. And I love that love letter. I was glad to hear you say, even if you know you didn't write it down, you said it from your heart, and then when you say it, you say it again, it's a little different. It's encouraging to me, so I want to say thank you for that. And then that fear and love vibrations. Well, I'm listening to how Mama Seven says, you know, she knew she had the ancestors, her mother made sure she was protected, things of that nature. And I don't feel like I grew up feeling protected. And so I'm realizing that I'm kind of, I think I'm realizing what my struggle is. I think this literally I realize what my struggle is between the two. And I'm in a transition point. I'm in flux right now. And I need that positivity to be on my warrior side.
Amen.
And so I just had to say that, like I said, this is the first topic in a while that I've really been vocal on. So thank you for the inspiration. And I think
thank
I
you.
Am going to actually write my first love letter, but all right. I know I'm going to be saying it more. You know what I mean? I'll be saying it
Amen.
More. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Yes, yes. You know, that means a lot, Sister Melissa, because I know you be fussing with me every time I want to give you some love and talk about the love. So I really, really feel and appreciate that. You know, the one thing I wanted to say, and Dr. Dom, I'm going to leave it up to you after this because the phone lines are still lit. But one thing I wanted to say, and that Libby had inspired, was, every day you wake up is a new opportunity for you to develop a new relationship with this love energy, okay?
Yes.
Do not think that the way you went to sleep at night is the way you have to wake up when it comes to this energy, all right? You could have went to sleep in some horrible situations, you know, and I know God very well. You can go to sleep in some horrible situations and wake up on a mountain, okay? And just wake up in a different understanding, a different way of life, a different way of handling things, different tools, different feelings within you, you know? And so don't think that anything that you've done in the past automatically stops or negates you from having and achieving that power in your positivity. Don't think that. It doesn't. God, thankful. Oh, I'm so thankful. God is merciful. God is all loving, all knowing. He already knew we were about to make these mistakes. He, you know, there are allowances set up for us, exceptions set up for us, paths made for us. You know, really, really, we are in good situations, even if we can't see it with our two eyes set on our head.
Yeah.
And so don't think that you are stuck in any one situation. You have the ability to wake up and see that same situation in a new light, giving it new energy, and then you can have new responses with it, a new relationship with it. So that's I just had to say that, and now we can keep moving. Dr. Delmer, can we stay on these phone lines for another minute? I'd really like to hear my people and get all this good positivity.
Exactly. Okay. That's what we're for, to open them up and see if we get a love letter out of them. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Hold on for just a second. Greetings. Welcome to the show. Greetings.
Peace. Is it my turn?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Greetings. How you doing?
Greetings. How are you? This is Michelle Tyler. Hey, Umi, how are you?
I'm fine, sweetie.
I was
awesome.
Listening, and thank you. Thank you for allowing me to speak for a moment. And I just wanted to say thank you to the both of you. You know, as a male, right, people may not think that it may be necessary to hear conversations and just to be able to even, you know, input yourself if you feel emboldened to. You know, but like for me, you know, as a single parent, you know, to a daughter, love was like a big thing for me, just for, you know, so that I can get through it and raising her without, you know, I mean, the support that the system might give to women. And nonetheless, everything that y'all were just talking about, I actually have a little love poem that I started on. And so if you don't mind, I know you just asked for one. And so instead of saying something, I'll just start my little poem That's about
love.
Love
to hear
but
it.
It's a little bit different. Yeah.
Okay.
Sound cool? All right. Cool.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Say, to love oneself in a world built to feed on yourself now, to wake and be rushed. When we look at ourselves, we place a mask. We travel to work, leaving family and home. No longer do we yearn for the sweet morning kisses of the sun rays or the morning mist. The silent rise of a reddish sun while atop of a bluff. Midday, the rush continues on. Through the patients, we're exposed to the reality of his story as it unfolds from blue collar to white collar by the corporate or elite. None are immune from the trauma life reaps, yet love still stands at the dawn of night. Through every tear and every smile, love hugs one's heart. To dream, to awake, no longer to be rushed. And so that's my little poem, and so I appreciate you for letting me share, the both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
yeah,
Chief, I love the way you
yes.
you start your introductions. As a man, I absolutely adore it, okay? So
yeah.
You are always welcome to come in and put yours down and share
yeah.
with the group because
yeah.
it's always appreciated. Everyone has their unique way of looking at things, and we can't help but to look at things through our unique eyes. And so
right.
when you come and share
like
that, it's very,
yeah.
very helpful.
Yeah. Y'all are very helpful to me. I'm really, it is, you know, love is something unique. And it's, you know, I just did a documentary. My daughter said, Dad, can you do a documentary about the single fathers? And, you know, the question they asked me at the end was, you know, what made you, what helped you get through everything? You know, and, you know, the first woman called and she shared some things. And, you know, I also helped my mom. Like, me and my mom put everything down and we took care of her mother. And that kind of stopped my life. And so, you know, as a male taking care of a single, you know, as a single male taking care of a daughter, you know, all of that. But it was like, you know what, this love matters. And so for her to share her story lets me know I wasn't by myself. And that, you know, now that the transition has occurred and I have learned to love myself, maybe by me just sharing that I have that story too, will help her and maybe someone else listening that's going through the
yeah.
same thing that didn't communicate. And so just
yes.
to have this platform to be able to speak and share that and be comfortable enough to be able to share that as a male
yeah.
for other men that are taking care of their children or are maybe a little bit more in tune with their spirituality or their emotional side, still know, hey, listen, it's cool. We got this. We can still support. We can still be men.
Yeah.
We can, business to do at the end of the day and still join in. So I appreciate y'all for allowing that space for me to feel comfortable in doing that.
Good, thanks.
Everybody trying to get better. Every.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah,
that's right. And look,
all right, well, thank
y'all
very much for allowing me to share.
Yeah, we'll be calling you come devotions time saying, hey, brother, remember you said?
remember I
devotions.
I'm with the team. I'm with the team. So
that's right.
Please send a good partner. Please send a good partner. That's
right.
All.
We got this. Thank you so much for calling in. How awesome. You know, we're really gathering that information, that very necessary information, when it comes to sharing that power. You know, there are people that will need to look at us and see that transparency, and that's how they'll learn. That's how they'll get their power. And I want to just show people you could do that in a positive manner. You know, we don't have to be tyrants. We don't have to, you know, have all this super aggressive energy. We don't, you know, we can be loving and still achieve things, you know. And I love this idea of loving self. Without that compass, I truly doubt your ability to make any other connections until you have connected with self first. So, and that's a journey, because usually by the time we reach, 25, we have experienced some hurt, some pains. Usually by 25, there's baggage that we carry with us that we'll keep with us. Some of us will keep with us until transition. And so even before we have a good understanding of life, we have a good understanding of hurt. We have a good understanding of pain. We have good understandings of fear. So it's always, to me, so important that we put into place this understanding of positivity and really give it its full due. You know, let's stop with the shallow throat level I love you. You know what I'm saying? Let's stop throwing this word around like it doesn't have meaning, like it doesn't have power. Mm-hmm. Like every time you say it, you're not calling upon divine energies to provide you support in that. So, you know, if we fully understood who we were and what we do, we would know how powerful a word that is and how we have to truly, truly stay connected to that.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, I want to grab another phone line. I got to get this call because I recognize this phone number. I think you will, too. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Peace, Alafia, how are you?
Alafia, my dear, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Peace, my sisters. I got two of my favorite sisters on the line. Because I got a lot of
favorite
sisters.
Yes.
Okay. I think y'all can say great. Because I know people listening.
Exactly.
Y'all know all my favorites. But I like this duo right here.
Okay.
Let me first start by saying that Sister Callers, you've known me longer than most people have. So you know my journey when it comes to positivity. And I think that I have always innately had a sense of being positive or presenting that positive energy because when you put it out there, that's what you get back. So I've always, and even now, I love the fact that I have been blessed to have women, and not saying I haven't had men, but being a woman and being told that you can't have good relationships with women, I've been blessed to have positive relationships with different women from different areas, different religions, different ways of life, different ethnic groups, and we've all been able to, you know, the thing that we all had in common was one that we loved, we wanted to love, we had love to give, and we knew that we needed each other to learn about each other. So having my sisters taught me self-love. Having my sisters around me, even if I saw them doing something that I didn't approve of, I had to go within myself and say, well, I don't approve of it in them because maybe there's something within myself that I don't approve of. Because a lot of times that's, you know, the people in your life are a reflection of the things that you have in your life. So I speak, even in this time, I have chosen that everything that's going on, I have made a conscious effort to be even more vocal about being positive because the opposite of that negative energy is being fed. I mean fed as soon as you wake up and as soon as you go to sleep. It's being fed into you, death, destruction, this, and I had a lady call me because I work in the healthcare field, and she called me and she was like, well, what are y'all doing in your building for this and this and this and that? And she was like, oh, my God, oh, Jesus, you know what I'm saying? We're just going through rough times. And I was like, well, you know no weapon formed against us shall prosper, right?
Okay.
And she was like, you know what? You're right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is the time that you need to open up your Quran, open up your Torah, open up your Bible, get on your knees and call on those energies that you call in the midst of when your child is acting up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Call in those positive energies. Call on that God within that, not just on, go back to that self-love piece, because a lot of times I want to say not the God that's just on the outside of you, but the God that's on the inside of you, you know?
Right.
And unless you have that connection, like you were saying before, about self-love, Mama Seven, you don't know self-love unless you know God. And if you can't love God unless you know self-love, you know?
Exactly.
So being one of those who have gone through the self-love retreat, I invite everybody to go next time when it comes up. You know? If you haven't had the experience, you're definitely this one of the things you focus on. And one of the things I learned from it was you can't do anything for anybody unless you do it for yourself. And if your motivation is, well, I want to make a better life for my daughter, or I want to make a better life for my, my children or my family, but in order for me to do that, I need to do for myself. If that needs to be your inspiration at the beginning, let that be that. But once you really get involved in it and you really start thinking about it, you realize that it's not even about them. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's about us giving back. You know, it's about, the breath that was given to you to give back, to share that. I continuously will use my voice, you know what I'm saying, use that chakra energy to tell people how much love there is for them. You know what I'm saying? This is nothing. What we're going through right now, there is nothing new under the sun. You know what I'm saying? We, Black people, come on now. You know what I'm saying? Our ancestors have lived through so much more than what we're going through right now. If you got to stay home, stay home. Because guess what? When you stay home, who you got to deal with? Yourself.
That's right.
For you to deal with yourself, to deal with the positive and embrace the negative, you can't sugarcoat it. No more weaves and eyelashes and nails, because shop the clothes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to embrace our natural beauty and who we are, and not just the superficial. You know what I'm saying? You're going to really find out who your real followers are. You're going to really find out who your real friends are. You know what I'm saying? And those friends and those followers that you look at, first of all, your followers are the little ones who are watching you. They're not listening to what you say. They're watching what you do. Your true friend has to be yourself. So guess what? You got to watch what you eat. You got to watch what you say. You got to have to be conscious of what you allow to go into your mind. They're giving us all these statistics about people that's dying, but they're not giving you the statistics of the people that's going to recover. Well, guess what? I'm focusing on the recovery. I see the opportunity that's coming out of this at the end.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not always dark. The sun always comes back up. I've been in a negative place before. I didn't like how it felt, so I want to stay on this side. Yeah, it might get a little gray. Ain't nothing wrong with, a little, cloudiness. But don't let it drag you so far in the dark that you forget that love is within you and you have love. And if you don't have anything to give to anybody else, go outside. You know what I'm saying? Stand in the sun. And appreciate. Start with gratitude. Thank God that you're able to walk. Thank God that you're able to breathe, because this is a virus that's affecting your breathing, your organs. So we're going to have to get one with who we are and what we're doing. So I don't want to talk too much, but I also, do I have time to share my love letter?
Please.
Yes.
Okay. Please. Because of course, that was an assignment, so I'm reading my assignment. I had an assignment before.
Right.
And I had to write a love letter to myself. And I love this love letter because I wrote this love letter back in 2014. So it's amazing because I'm still working on this love letter, but I understand the degree where I was at then and where I am now, because love changes. You know what I'm saying? Love is love, but you have degrees of love. You know what I'm saying? You're going to love your husband a different way than you love your mama. Then you're going to love your kids and you love your job. You know what I'm saying? But it's still love. So it says, dear self, today I need you to understand your purpose for being. I need you to really dig deep and find what you really love and enjoy in this life without the judgments of others, without the influences of the yay and naysayers, just what you love to do in this life, no matter how big or how small, how crazy or not so crazy, or how far-fetched it may seem to others or even yourself. Today you look forward to being in a peaceful place, in the place that you want to be with the people and the person that you want to be with, the career and business that you want, what makes you tingle inside when you think about it, what you are willing to wake up to every morning for the rest of your life and be happy about doing that. The only thing that matters is you, and that is God. And I'm going to end with that. Thank you so much for providing the platform. I love you both. And y'all have a great night. Odabo.
Greetings, Odabo. How wonderful. I heard about 15,000 things. But what I heard was permission to feel happy, permission to feel happy even if other people around me are not being happy, permission to be loving no matter what the other people say on the outside, the yays and the nays, and, you know, permission. Some people need this permission. Some people were not given this either by parents or situations or whatever. They need that permission. You got it. There you go. You have the permission now. You know what I'm saying? You have it. You are now empowered to love the way that you want to love. You know, it's so funny. You know, I have boys. I'm a boy mom, okay? And so that means pornography has always been there. It's a reality, folks. And what I told them, and it was a cure off the bat. I said, you know, that's not real. What do you mean that's not real? It's not real. I was like, and it's not that I don't want you to watch it because there's anything like incredibly bad about the human form, but what I don't want you to do is develop expectations that will not be there. This is not real. This is not the real exchange. You're not going to walk down the street and some music's going to start playing. This is not how it works, you know? So don't create this unreal expectation that you may not live up to, you know? And so when it comes to ourselves, it's like how many of us have been told you don't have to do it just like that if you don't want to, you know? They give us girls practically a script. Okay, baby, this is your baby doll. Hold it. This is the kitchen. You're supposed to play in the kitchen. Here's some dress-up clothes. Wear these shoes, high-heeled shoes that you're going to trip over. You know, they give us this script at a very young age as to what I'm supposed to look like, act like, and be. And when you give yourself permission to be what you want, then that is so powerful. It's so empowering. It's so encouraging. Because so many of us are still trying to live out someone else's script. And then you get mad because the music doesn't start playing when you're walking down the street. You know what I'm saying? We have to create our own expectations. But a lot of times we don't. You know, a lot of us are living off of what we think somebody else wants us to do.
Yeah.
Not even what we know for sure. What we think. We just assume that's what they wanted. You know, so many relationships are the woman's representative is talking to the man's representative. They're not actually talking to each other, you know, because they haven't let down those walls yet, and they haven't been real. They haven't been, like Mom Khadija said, you know, they ain't been naked yet, you know. And so, you know, they haven't been in this raw state with each other. They're still sending over representatives. I'll send my representative. And so we miss out on the power of that vulnerable moment of being raw. We miss out on the power of having the victory in our permissions. And so we have to look at the power side of this, because if you've ever tried to do it, you'll realize this ain't no light task, okay? This can be very difficult. You know, I've had grown people, you know, I'm like, okay, they come to retreat. I'm like, okay, you have to write the letter. Oh, okay. They come to the retreat, no letter. I'm like, okay. Well, after dinner, you have to sit here and write your letter like you're 3 years old sitting at the kitchen table. And I've had people just sit there and, like, look at me for, like, I can't do this. I don't know what to say to myself. You know, I don't know how to, like, express love to myself. Why would I do that? You know, we have to take out the physical part of love. You know, love is not just physical. There's a way to physically express it. But love is not just physical. You have to take out the drama part. You know, let these love novels are killing us. You know, Fabio is not going to reach out, and we're not going to see him shampoo aisle at Kroger. You know what I'm saying? So we have to create some real expectations, family, and it's okay if your expectations may be a little different from what you think everyone else's expectations are. It's okay. You know, I love Chief came onto the line and spoke about his experience being a single parent, and me as a woman, probably 3/4 of the parents here are single parents, but we're talking about women. So he had his different experience, and he had to create his own expectations in that, you know? So, again, we're talking about feeling free to create, to have a different experience, to sit there and possibly trailblaze. And that's not easy and comfortable for people. Sister Corliss, I know there are a couple people on this line that are going to say, you know what, tonight, I'm going to write my love letter tonight. Why don't you give us a couple minutes and explain to us, how do you begin to even write this letter? What are the first steps to really writing a love letter for yourself?
That's interesting because you start with you, dear Seven, dear Corliss, dear Adoma, and you go from there. And so you write it like, you know, you stepped out of yourself and you're talking to your physical self. So your higher self is talking to your physical self. So what would your higher self say to your physical self in writing this letter about how much it loves you? So we always want to bring other things into our love letter. But our love letter needs to be nothing about anybody else. Nothing about anything else other than you and love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
you'd be surprised
how
difficult
can
be.
Right, and because even when I spoke up on it at church, it was interesting how I had to go back around. After everybody did their love letter, I went back around. I said, asked about. One person told me he didn't write letters on Sundays. He wrote letters Mondays and Fridays. I said, well, make this a Monday and a Friday. You write a letter. Oh, I don't have one. You don't have one? A love letter could be just simply, I love you. If you can't think of nothing else, why is that so challenging? Then you have to figure out, why is that so challenging? And, you know, like the... who's it, Melissa? Who said, you know, I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about this, you know, kind of a whole nother way. That's what I heard her saying, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what the problem is now. Whatever that is for her aha moment. You know.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Right. Right.
You'd be surprised where you get your aha moment. And once we figure out what the problem is, we got the solution.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the problem, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Awesome.
So what kind of love are you giving yourself? How are you loving yourself? How are you walking in this love? How are you seeing yourself in this love?
Mm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it has to be about.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, if it needs to be rewritten, then rewrite it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what it's for, to take a look at it and be like, how do you like it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do I like how I'm loving myself? Am I loving myself like God will love me?
Mm,
now, that's a good question.
That's a great
okay.
question. That's a great question, because I can tell you the answer to that is no. I can already tell. I already know.
Well, let's take a call and see if somebody got a love letter they want to. They might be in there. That might be.
I doubt seriously we have time on the phone line, but I can tell you this. There are not many people that are loving themselves like God loves us. God loves
yeah.
us so unapologetically.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes
exactly.
we will even feel funny about loving ourselves, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
sure there are people,
exactly.
every time I call myself cute, I know there's someone that chuckles. And I'm like, I don't care what you think.
Right.
You know, because, but, you know, that's me. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I can think that all day long if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so it takes, there's very few people that can do this project of loving oneself just based on themselves. Not even considering that there is a naysayer out there or a yay or a naysayer out there.
Right.
Just really focus
and not,
on.
And genuinely, not conceitedly,
mm-hmm.
not
yeah.
over the top, not, you know, so there's
not
a thin line.
Even physical.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah.
Even physical,
right.
we have
there
to question
go.
Because
right. yeah.
everyone has different preferences. You know what I'm saying? There are some people,
yeah.
and, you know, that rock that do the little voluptuous thing, and they're like, oh, they're in the gym and they're killing themselves. I'm like, for what? That's wonderful. But, you know, even
mm-hmm.
that is an opinion. That's my idea of wonderful. Someone else may not have that same opinion, that same thought.
Right.
Well, Dr. Doma, you may have your wish. We have one caller that snuck in on me. I'm going to go ahead and answer the phone lines, even though it's close to prayer time. We're going to sneak this
okay.
one in, okay?
Awesome.
Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Love and light, family.
Oh,
love and light.
Greetings. I was surprised I could get you. Hey, how you doing?
Loving the topic, of course.
Amen.
And I just called
Thank
to say
you.
I'm just having the deepest love affair with myself.
Yo.
Oh,
yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yep. Yo,
yes.
my love
yes.
affair with myself
wonderful.
Comes with a no every now and then. It comes
yeah.
with no explanation, just because I need
mm-hmm.
self-care.
No,
I don't
right.
owe you an explanation. It's just a simple fact that I don't want to do it.
That
so
mm-hmm.
maybe that's the day that I need my massage, and I'm going to get it, and I don't care
yeah.
about
yeah.
anything else that's going on. I mean, maybe that's the day that I need a pedicure and I'm going to get it, and I don't care about what else is going on.
Yes.
My love affair with myself is being intentional with my care.
Yeah.
My love affair with myself is being kind and gentle with myself.
Yeah.
Should I say, let me say that one more time.
Yeah.
My love affair with myself is being kind and gentle to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of gentle with a whole lot of people.
Okay.
It's hard to look in the mirror and be kind and gentle towards yourself,
mm-hmm.
to forgive yourself for not being perfect,
mm-hmm.
to forgive yourself for making an error, to
Come
forgive
on.
Yourself just because you're, you know, energy having this human experience, and we do things that we're not supposed to do. So forgive yourself. You forgive other people. And
thank
smile
you.
And keep it moving and communicate with that person, but you won't forgive yourself and put yourself in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out the closet. Mm-mm. I'm just loving on me. Loving on
Amen.
Me, and it's so beautiful.
That's about,
I almost
thank
forgot
you.
How fly she was. I had to look in the mirror and say,
okay.
I love you, boo. I love you. If nobody didn't tell you today, it is okay because I
Goodness.
Love you.
I know.
I love
that's
every
right.
scar that you wear.
Uh-huh.
I love every kink in your hair. Even the locks that fell out. I love every part of you.
Amen.
Because you're gorgeous from the inside out. So I'm enjoying this love with a love affair with myself, and I pray that you enjoy the love affair with yourself as well.
Indeed.
Amen.
Indeed.
Amen.
Thank you for the platform. Thank you for being the inspiration to the inspirational. And I pray that everyone is growing in love with themselves more and more each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some me.
Thank you.
I love me some me.
I'm a co-sign on that one.
I love you too.
Okay. Amen.
I love y'all.
Amen.
Y'all have a blessed one, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, look, you asked for that one more. There you go. You asked for the one more. There you go. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know, all these wonderful testimonies of love, of positivity, of maintaining your positivity, even in the middle of some foggy moments, some dark moments even.
Yeah.
Maintaining yourself, you know, and so it has been an absolute wonderful testimony. You know, that's what I've been hearing all day today. Testimony. You know.
Ways to get solutions. You know, people get solutions. People write, you know, what to do, goals.
Yes.
You know, goals to set. Yeah. Great.
Awesome.
Great.
It's been
great
awesome. And I hope for those that don't have a love letter, if you have not gone through this experience in the past year, I'm going to encourage you to do it. You know, and if you have one that's older, look at that thing and say, okay, check mark, I achieved this, I got this, I feel this. And then there may be some bubbles and some gaps, like, you know, I'm still working on this. You know, and that's okay. That's how we know that we're human. That's how we know we're alive.
Yeah.
We still got things to work on. You know, I myself got things to work on. We're all work in progresses, okay?
Yeah.
We are not finished. As long as we have breath, that is the first signal that we have things to work on, okay? And so as you're working on harnessing the power of these positive things, let's really, really work on this love piece. This is going to connect us to the other aspects of ourselves. This is going to connect us to God. It's going to connect us to family. It's going to answer so many questions that we've had about our own self. And so I strongly encourage everyone, if you have not written this letter in the past year, take a moment and write it. You'll see it's not as easy as it sounds. And we've had some real poets and writers come on and share with us, and it's nowhere near as easy as they make it seem. But it's worth the time. It's worth taking the energy and really saying, hey, I need to learn this about myself. You know, I need to learn this about the core of me, not who everybody sees. You know what I'm saying? You may, you know, Seven may have to go on vacation, and we had to talk to Khadijah and be like, hey, Khadijah, what is this love piece? You know, how are you expressing it? How are you getting to this? What is this? What is that? And so, you know, you may have to get undressed a little bit when you're trying to really get to that core and you're trying to find out, hey, what is my understanding of this? And is that an outdated understanding? You know, is my understanding based on somebody else's understanding? You know, have I adopted my husband's point of view as my own? And my husband's point of view may not be the right point of view, you know. If you're still looking at, you know, how about this? Some of us are not even looking at our husband's point of view. We're looking at our ex-husband's point of view. What? We can't have the point of view of anyone else, okay? You definitely can't have the point of view of an ex, okay? That's outdated information for sure. So, you know, let's do whatever examining we need to do so that we are looking at who we are and how we feel about this and begin to harness some of that power.
Dr.
And
Delma,
in that power.
Please.
Yeah. I was going to say, for a affirmation and on my ending of what I, last thing I'd like to say is, if you could put on your mirror every morning in the bathroom when you wake up somewhere that you can see when you look at yourself or wherever it is, if you could just say, I love you today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. I love you, I love you, I love you. And if you can say that and your heart not melt, then something is wrong. So every
yeah.
day that, yes, that's an affirmation. That's a prayer. I love you. That's your letter to yourself. I love you today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. I love you, I love you, I love you, for God's sake. If you can't love yourself for your sake, love you for God's sake. And I love you.
All right, all right. Are you going to pray us out?
You
know, that sounds like
that,
a prayer right there.
That was it.
That sounds
that
like
was,
a prayer right there.
That was it. That was it.
Okay, okay. All
the
right.
Prayer
thank you so
and
much
the affirmation.
For joining us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank
for
you
having
so
me.
Much.
Yeah. Yes, it's always a pleasure. You keep inspiring people. You keep bringing in the joy, the moment. This is the time that all this is needed most, with, you know, all the spiritual, religious, spiritual institutions shedding down. We need something like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great that it's every week. People have something to look forward to. You know, reach out to your elders and, you know, make sure they're taken care of and do
absolutely.
What you can. Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And for
thank
those, you.
You
know, on the phone lines that don't have access to their power cords, don't have access to their source, they don't understand who and where and what they're doing, you know, we are here every Wednesday for that purpose, to build and to grow and to develop. You know, we are spiritualists, and we're serious about the work that we do, and we are always trying to create an energy and air of spirituality, because we understand that's the way that we're going to survive through this. And for all those that will listen in afterwards, please take heed to the idea of love. Of all these things, love is the greatest. God's given us this blueprint as to why this love is so important, and how it fuels us, and how it warms us in the cold and in the dark. You know, we can allow this love to be that lighthouse and shining into those dark places that we have forgotten about, that we no longer like to tread in, those places that scare people, that scare us. You know, right now we're living in a country full of fear. We've got to change this around, and the way we do that is with love. Fear cannot defeat fear. Only love can defeat fear. Only love can create a new understanding. And so I ask that each of us, that as we're listening today, as we go about our day for the rest of the day, as we go into the next week, that we allow fear to walk, to be like water off a duck's back. Allow that fear to roll off you. I'm not saying that it's not scary. I'm not saying I don't see it. What I'm saying is that I give it no power. I'm saying I give love all the power. I give God all the power. I have all the trust in my ancestors. I have all the trust in my guardian angels. I know that I am protected and have been protected and will continue to be protected by all the positive energies that are around me. So now that I don't acknowledge the negative ones, they get no power from me. I starve them out until extinction. The only energies around me that get any love, any light, any water, anything is love, is positivity. So I know the power of this. I've seen it move mountains. I don't even speak to my negativity. I let the mountain speak to it. So I encourage everyone to go about their day, to go about their life. Let's lovingly take care of ourselves. Let's lovingly take care and wash our hands and be cautious of strangers and hold ourselves in if we're not feeling well. You know, I ask that we move in a loving stance and be aware that only love defeats fear. So increase your love. I said it many times on the show. Love's in need of love today. Don't delay. Send yours in right away. So I want to say peace and love to everyone that joined us. Thank you so much for tuning in, and good night.